Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Hi, I am Gloria Rand, and I want to welcome you to the Right Sell Succeed podcast. I'm so glad you've decided to join me today, because today I'm going to be talking about a way to help you get more bang for the buck when it comes to writing a blog. Because I know that as a small business owner myself, that I have got a limited amount of time. And I also know, though, that the value of the message that I'm putting out there, where it is writing a blog is so important. I've talked about this recently, about how you can really use a blog to be able to get more leads and sales for your business, especially when you're sharing useful information, you're answering your customer questions. Those are the things that you need to do to be able to establish that trust with your audience and to get them to know a little bit more about you, start to really respect what you have to offer, and then that will go a long ways toward having them become a customer. Now, blogging is absolutely the great way to do it, but the problem with blogging is it does take time. So if you're going to invest that time creating a quality article that is going to be solving the needs of your prospects and your customers, why not get the maximum benefit from it? So the way to do this is to repurpose your articles. Isn't that great? Because you can use articles in a bunch of different ways so that you're not having to reinvent the wheel every time. Because as I say, I know that entrepreneurs and small business owners, we're wearing, especially if you're a solopreneur in particular, you've got so many hats that you have to wear. You've got to handle your customer service. You might even be handling your own accounting. You've got to handle dealing with your clients and providing whatever product or service it is that you're needing to do. And of course, you have to handle marketing. So if there's a way for you to be able to repurpose your content in some different ways, that's going to save you so much time. And that's what I'm always wanting to do from when I'm working with clients, is I want to be able to help you to be able to save time. So I'm going to give you about five different ways that you can actually repurpose your blog so that you get, like I said, get more bang for the buck out of them. Okay. So, and get more mileage out of it. So the first way and that I recommend is to use it with your to incorporate your blog articles in an e-newsletter that you send out. Because I hope that if you've got a business, that number one, that you are collecting email addresses on your website, so that, and then you are giving out information to your audience, to your subscribers on a regular basis, because this is how you can nurture them and eventually to convert people from just being kind of casual interest in you to actually wanting to buy from you. So whether you're sending out an e-newsletter weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly, it doesn't matter. The important thing is that you are publishing an e-newsletter to be able to communicate. Now, I know one reason a lot of small business owners may be reluctant. Well, there's a couple reasons. Number one, I think they're afraid to just add more messaging to your customer's inbox. But I would say don't worry about that, because let's face it, people, yes, we all get tons of emails. I mean, I get a ton of email every day, and a lot of it I wind up not reading at all, and I wind up just deleting it. But if I see something, you know, that has a subject line that really captures my interest, I am going to open it. And another thing is that people are still using their phones to check their email. They really are. Social media is a great tool, but people are reading their email. So take advantage of this. So how does the blog fit into this? Well, here's the thing. Not all of your blog readers are probably on your mailing list, even though they should be, of course. And of course, not all of your email subscribers necessarily read your blog, even though they should, of course. Right. So what I advise doing is, if you've written a really short article, you could include that entire article in your newsletter. Or, better yet, write a short intro about the article and include the link to your website so that your email subscribers can click on that link and then go directly to your website to read your blog article. Now, this is truly the best strategy, really, because number one, it's going to enable you to get more traffic to your website. But also, if you've got a good email service provider that you're using that includes analytics, and probably most of them do. I know Constant Contact did. I use MailChimp right now, and I know they do. So, and I think AWeber is another one. But all of these services, what will happen is that now you'll be able to know that somebody did click on your link. And that is so important because now you know that they were interested in that information enough to click on it. So now you can make sure that in the future you're going to be offering information like that again. And here's a tip too, when you're dealing with email marketing, is if you do have, you see that are people clicking on your links, what I would have you do is see if you can set up a way so that those people get funneled into a brand new list, because you know that these people are truly, truly interested in what you have to say. And now when you have something special to offer, maybe you're going to have a special event, you're going to put on a webinar, maybe you've got a special sale you're going to be running, let those people know first and tell them and say, hey, you are my, you know, best customers. I love you guys. You're my best subscribers. I'm going to reward you by giving you a sneak peek at my special sale that's coming out. And that's going to just make them feel so good that they are a part of your tribe. So I definitely encourage you to do something like that. Okay. So that's number one, the first way. Second way that you can repurpose your blog articles is through video. See, not everybody has time to read an article, but you can absolutely get your point across to your audience. And let's face it, video marketing right now is hot. So if you can turn your blog article into a video that you can post on YouTube, maybe, or even upload it directly to Facebook, because Facebook is loving video right now too, this is going to be awesome. And here's an even better point, because now you're going to have your blog article repurposed as a video on YouTube. You're going to get the benefits of YouTube being the second largest search engine after Google. And you're going to have it on Facebook with over a billion subscribers. So you've got a chance for it to hit a lot of new people there. You know what you can do too? Embed the video into your own blog. Give that particular post a different title. You might want to twist it around a little bit, put a different spin on it. But, and maybe obviously don't post it like the next day. You might want to wait for, you know, a month or wait a couple of months and then put it on. But that gives you more content on your blog. It's awesome. Now, if you don't want to actually do a video of yourself talking, although you really can, nowadays it's so easy. If you've got a smartphone, you can do a video of yourself right there. You could always create a PowerPoint and you can add voiceover instead. There are lots of services out there. I know there's tons of things that people use. I've used actually a product called Screencast-O-Matic. Very effectively, it's very inexpensive. Actually, it's free if you have their branding on it. But even like, I think for 1 year, it's really cheap to use. So this is a great way to be able to do, to again, to be able to help you. This way you can just record your voice and there you go. So simple, right? Awesome. Okay. Number three, the third way that you can repurpose. If you're going to create a PowerPoint for video anyway, you know what you can do with it? You can post it on SlideShare. SlideShare is sort of the unsung hero of social networking sites, but a lot of people get a lot of benefit. They actually generate quite a bit of leads from SlideShare if you are consistent about uploading presentations there. Now make sure when you are repurposing a blog article, you do want to make this interesting. Don't have a slide with a ton of text on there. Instead, focus on just a couple bullet points and use good images. And because here's the thing, the presentation has to be able to communicate your point of view without audio. Now, I believe you can upload YouTube videos, or you can upload videos, I think, to SlideShare, but I think that's only with their paid version. So keep that in mind. So anyway, that's the third way. So we've got so far your e-newsletter. You can repurpose a blog article as a video, and you can do it as a slideshow. The fourth one is you can convert your blog post into an audio recording. It's almost like what I'm doing right now. Okay, I confess, I got a big confession. Guess what? I've written a blog article about this subject before. So look, I'm repurposing it now into an episode for my podcast. Woohoo! So that's what you could do too if you have a podcast, or you can use other ways to be able to do it. A site I used to use actually was called Audio Boo. I'm not sure if that's still available, but you could create your own live radio show on Blog Talk Radio. That's another option for you where you could then put that audio recording out there. So these audio is a great way to be able to get your message out to people. And again, you could even put it on, you can put this on your website as well. So that's my fourth thing. Now, number five, the last place that you can repurpose your blog article, but I'm going to put a little caveat on here. You could actually upload your blog article to LinkedIn. If you have a profile on LinkedIn, because LinkedIn allows you to publish articles. But what I'm going to caution you about is I used to recommend that you could just go ahead and republish the entire article on LinkedIn as it was on your website. But I'm not recommending that anymore because I have learned now that it's actually Google's not too happy when you do that because they do consider it duplicate content. So instead, rework it a little bit. Take the same topic, but just change it around a little bit. Take that basic theme and just rewrite it a little bit for LinkedIn. But it is a great place for you to be able to get your ideas out there to a whole new audience. And what's great about LinkedIn is that, especially taking advantage of the publishing platform on LinkedIn, is the fact that it's not just your first connections that are going to see that article. It could be anybody on LinkedIn. So this will give you a much broader potential audience for your information. And make sure, again, that when you're writing your blog article or doing any of these other things here, is include a call to action at the end. You've got to tell people what to do, whether it's to contact you for a free consult or visit your website to see the products that you're selling, but give them something to do. You need to make sure that you're doing that. So there you have it. So there's my five ways to repurpose your blog articles is, again, an e-newsletter. The second way was through video. Third is SlideShare. Fourth is audio, a great, podcast episode like this. And the fifth is on LinkedIn. And if it's, I'm going to add a sixth one here too. If you want to make it nice and short and sweet, maybe just take again sort of the highlights, you could post it on Facebook too, because Facebook has the Notes app where you could actually put a blog article on there as a note. Or you can even do it, again, if it's not, something super long, but still, if you have some good points that you want to get out, you could even just do it as a status update, because you can have, I don't think there's a maximum length on how long it has to be, because I see a lot of people now doing long status updates. And you could put a picture with it as well, just for some visual interest. So that gives you some ideas on what to do. So I hope you will take advantage of that. And the next time you sit down to write an article, this way think about all the different channels that you can get that information out to so that it just gives you a much wider audience of people to be able to reach. Now, if you enjoyed this podcast episode today, I truly hope you did. I hope you will be so kind as to leave me a review on iTunes and leave a comment as well. I would love to hear from you. And also make sure that you have subscribed also to my episode, to this podcast, so that way you're not going to miss the next episode that I send out. And as always, I would love to have you follow me on Twitter. You can use my Twitter handle is @GloriaRand and use the hashtag #WriteSellSucceed. And that way I will know for sure that you heard about me and you heard my content on this podcast. So thanks again for joining me. I'm so glad that you were here today. And until next time, I am Gloria Rand wishing you peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter @GloriaRand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag #WriteSellSucceed.